Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sleight of hand by Walmart. I pointed out a while back, Lee.
Okay.
Where they got a lot of headlines for, you know, because they're not going to sell the guns anymore in the stores, right?
Yeah, right.
But they haven't banned people from bringing guns into all their stores. They have not declared their stores to be a gun-free zone.
Right.
And so while everyone was, you know, flogging them for, well, you're not going to sell guns anymore, I noticed they didn't make their stores a gun-free zone. And I pointed out why. At the time, if you go back over the last couple of years, there have been several would-be mass shootings at Walmarts stopped by armed gun owners, concealed carrying. They know this internally. They'll never say it, but they know this internally. That's why they didn't go gun-free zone, because I'm telling you, the death toll at Walmart would be much higher, and they know it. And once again, Duncan, Oklahoma, shooting incident occurred. You probably heard about this on the news in the Walmart parking lot. Man and a woman were shot and killed as they sat inside a vehicle. Here's the rest of the story. Immediately after, an armed citizen drew his gun and put it to the head of the suspect and told him to stop shooting. Duncan resident Aaron Hilton, an Army veteran, said he was at the Walmart at 9:45 a.m. local time when he heard 9 shots and saw the gunman gun in hand. Another man walked up, put the pistol to the gunman's head and told him to stop shooting, Hilton said. The gunman then put his gun to his own head and killed himself. This is why Walmart won't go.
No.
And I don't think they're pro-gun or anything. I just think they want to keep the death toll as low as possible. And the best way to do that is not to make Walmarts a gun-free zone.
Well.
Because these people keep stopping shootings.
Which should be the policy for the entire country.
Yeah. It would dramatically, I think it would dramatically cut down on these mass shootings. I do. But on to another subject. Boy. Yeah, what did this take? 24 hours. And a lot of you said yesterday this would happen. We were talking about Chick-fil-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you could try to pacify the left to get them to buy that chicken sandwich, and it wasn't going to work. And, you know, I pointed this out yesterday. The real story here isn't even Chick-fil-A and the fact that they just dropkicked the Salvation Army. Yeah. It's the Salvation Army. I mean, think about this, Lee. We live in a country that is now so radical. Nobody batted an eye at the presence of the Salvation Army anywhere. They are Americana. Those red kettles are the, you know, sign Christmas is coming. I mean, are you telling me the Salvation Army is too radical to be seen or heard from in public? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is how nuts this country has gone. And so what they did, they have been targeting the Salvation Army, and I've documented over the last week how they're targeting them. They're trying to get them off the field. At the NFL game on Thanksgiving. They don't want them on the field. And they want to shut down the Salvation Army and wipe them from the public square as part of their campaign. The left is determined to destroy the Salvation Army as part of a bigger plan, I think, to eventually push all Christians from the public square.
Yep.
If you are a Christian and you don't denounce the parts of the Bible that say homosexuality is a sin, if you accept the entire Bible, and you'll be suspect of this just by being a known Christian, you don't have to say anything else. If you do not denounce and make large donations to an LGBT organization, you will be destroyed. You will not be able to participate in whatever it is you do, whether that's a radio talk show, you play for the NFL, you do whatever. That's their ultimate goal, okay? And that's why they are determined to destroy the Salvation Army, which is a damn shame because they helped 23 million impoverished people last year. That is a devastating toll. They are the largest human services provider, nonprofit in the United States of America. So, I mean, you're talking about literally wiping out a lifeline for millions and millions of poor people, in particular poor children. I mean, it's devastating, but they don't care.
Nope.
They don't care about the poor. Don't let the left fool you. They don't. So they got to wipe out the Salvation Army. So we said this yesterday. A lot of you said this on text line. That Chick-fil-A would lose by doing this because you can't make the left happy. You never can. If you give in to them, all that happens is they up their demand.
Yep.
They issue you a new demand letter. And then you're really screwed. Well, 24 hours, folks. Here it goes. Headline, LGBTQ group still unhappy with Chick-fil-A, further transparency is needed. They say not to buy the chicken. They're still a bad company. So all Chick-fil-A did here was completely piss off their base of support, those who like their values, and they got nowhere with the left. Now, what does Chick-fil-A want? They are demanding that Chick-fil-A go a step further and speak out in favor of, gay rights, gay marriage.
Forced speech.
Forced. Yep. There you go. That's the goal. Forced speech.
It's not freedom of speech.
No, no.
It's forced speech.
Forced speech.
Been telling you this.
Yep. Here's the headline in The Advocate. Chick-fil-A still isn't LGBTQ friendly despite pledge on donations. Well, they hire gay people. Yes, they do not discriminate at all.
Nope.
That's their internal policy. We already got that check. So what do we need? They want donations from Chick-fil-A to LGBTQ inclusive groups that push the LGBTQ agenda, and they want them to speak out in favor of LGBTQ rights, or it's not good enough.
And this is right in line with the Rainbow Coalition extortion tactics that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton use.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is something that's been going on for decades in this country.
Remember we had that piece about the liberal shakedown groups who were hitting these corporate board meetings? And basically, if you had not spoken out in favor of transgender rights or done something, a rainbow shoe or whatever, they would target you.
Yeah.
So it's not good enough anymore to just be silent, which is what Chick-fil-A is trying to do. They're trying to go neutral. Not good enough. You got to take a step forward. So they gained absolutely nothing in this. They probably annihilated the Salvation Army because now every corporation that gives to them has a real problem. I mean, if Chick-fil-A has jettisoned Salvation Army, I mean, Chick-fil-A, you know what I mean? Not exactly a bastion of liberalism in the public mind, then how can XYZ Corporation possibly justify a donation to the Salvation Army? My God, what will the left do to them?
Mm-hmm.
So they got nowhere. And here's the thing. Let's think about who the left is. These are the people who created cancel culture. I mean, even Bill Maher, noted leftist, went ballistic on cancel culture, said it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And what is cancel culture? If one time when you were 17, you put something up that wasn't even politically incorrect at the time, but now you're 40 and it is now, you'll be destroyed. You'll be canceled from the public square. You will be unemployable, whatever field you were in, you're done. So, I mean, one mistake 25 years ago, you don't count anymore as a human being. Did Chick-fil-A really think the cancel culture people would forgive them for making a small token gesture of destroying the Salvation Army? No, you're never forgiven. You never get to be forgiven. You have to wear the Scarlet A for the rest of your life. They tattoo it on your forehead. Chick-fil-A didn't get that. They didn't understand. Maybe they do now.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Some reaction on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to the last segment about Chick-fil-A. Right on cue, the left says they're still homophobic. Not good enough to help them destroy the Salvation Army. No, no. They must do more. They must donate to LGBTQ organizations. They must speak out in favor of LGBT. It's rights and stuff. It's chicken. Good God. But this is what happens. Texter writes, the Scarlet A wasn't tattooed. Hester Prynne had to wear it on her clothes. No, I know. I know that. I had to do a report on that book. God, what a long book. Boring, too. Yeah, no, I said tattooed, because you can unpin something that's on your clothes. With the left, it's permanent. It's cancel culture. They cancel. You're canceled. You don't get to be uncanceled. You are canceled. You might as well have the letter A tattooed to your forehead. That's what we don't get about cancel culture. Again, you post the wrong thing when you're 19. You do something that's not considered at the time to be politically incorrect. And when you're 40, if whatever you did online is considered to be politically incorrect, you're done. if they find it. They are not forgiving. And Chick-fil-A and everybody else needs to understand this. One mistake, no matter how well-intentioned, even if what you did wasn't a politically incorrect faux pas at the time, but it is now, it does not matter. There's no excuse. You are done. Did Chick-fil-A think they would forgive them? Done is forever. It's not pinned on your clothing. It's tattooed on your face. Texter writes, I wish Chick-fil-A would double down and increase their donations to the Federation of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. Do you guys realize, I didn't realize this till the end of the show yesterday. Do you know they cut off, they had Christian schools they were donating to. They cut them off too. I mean, good gosh. Texter writes, it amazes me how quickly the lessons of the past are forgotten. Chick-fil-A got to be wildly popular by standing up to people like this. I remember when it happened, there were lines around every Chick-fil-A and they ran out of chicken. I know. Listen, this is from October. Chick-fil-A headline. Chick-fil-A sales continue to climb despite LGBT boycott, number 3 restaurant in the U.S. Yeah, they were crushing it. In 2018, Chick-fil-A sales totaled $10.46 billion, up from $9 billion in 2017. In 2012, when the LGBT boycotts began, Chick-fil-A's annual sales were $4.6 billion. So, I mean, dude, they have, I mean, 2012 to 2018, they doubled their dang sales while under boycott. And close for Sunday. Man, they did this with 6 days in their work week. They just chucked it all. I mean, I don't know what they'll do. I can't predict what they'll do in fundraising now. But, geez. Texter writes, they will not be satisfied until Christianity is outlawed. Bingo. Texter writes, it won't be long, and they will be open on Sundays. That's when I will stop going. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm still going to Chick-fil-A. You can go there and get a chicken sandwich without worrying about being beat up and get great service. As for the LGBT crowd of thugs, they can go to Hades. Thanks, says Jeff. Another texter writes, this war against the Salvation Army shows the left is against certain thinking rather than certain actions. If you don't think like them, it doesn't matter how much good you do, you will be deleted. Yes. Again, folks, if the Salvation Army gets deleted, right? What's the next step? Yeah, they may go after a couple other groups after that. But the next step is individual Christians. Individual Christians will be deleted unless they affirm. They must deny the Bible and affirm whatever the left wants them to affirm that week. God knows what that will be by then. Texter writes, I'm arming up and going to Popeyes. Well, be safe. Let us know you got out okay. Texter writes, so if we Christians boycott Chick-fil-A, aren't we participating in cancel culture? I'm not suggesting that. You do what you want. I'm simply saying, because of what Chick-fil-A did, either way, they win. Texter writes, I'm going to sign up for the Salvation Army and set up my little bucket outside of Chick-fil-A. Now, the texter writes, the Salvation Army needs to start acting like the army part of their name. Now, the texter writes, hashtag cancel cancel culture. And then the texter writes, the left is a minority. Stand up for your beliefs. That's the thing! Why does what they think and what offends them matter? Their numbers are tiny. Speaking of poor people, the Democrat debates, remember those? Thank God we haven't had one of those in a while. I can't take that on top of the impeachment hearings. Good God, it's enough of them. What did they say? And we were all over it. When the Democrats had these debates, what was repeated over and over and over and over? This economy is not working for the average person. Actually, it is. We have all-time record low unemployment. This economy is not helping the average person. They're left behind. No, they're not. We're having the first growth in wages adjusted for inflation in 20 years. Yeah, it is working. In fact, the rate of the growth of inflation in the rate of growth of wages in the short period has been record when you look at the track. But the Democrats call that not working for America. Okay, what would working for America look like? What would working for the average person look like? Well, we'd roll back all the Trump tax cuts. Okay, because Trump has created 9 million more jobs. 9 million more jobs created by this point in his presidency than Obama's. So y'all want to go back to that? Uh-huh, it's going to be better. You mean when you guys were telling us this was the new normal? Yeah, it was great. Okay. Like, so what would it look like if the Democrats eliminated the tax hikes? Study. We now know they're going to eliminate those tax hikes. They just weren't fair. You give your crumbs back, you don't get to keep them in your own bank account. Well, corporate tax rates go back up to where they were, and 413,000 jobs are lost. Yep. That's according to an analysis by the Tax Foundation. I think that's low. But whatever. So an improvement, if the country were made fair, we'd lose 413,000 jobs. That's your plan to make it fair, to make it better, to help the little guy. That just doesn't sound like helping to me. By the way, all those jobs were not created. Some of them were. I mean, a little bit with the personal tax cuts, but those were small. It was the corporate tax cut that did it. The 2017 tax cuts reduced corporate tax rates from 35 to 21%, and they went on an expansion and hiring binge. That's why we have the wages we do today. It's why we have the record low unemployment rate that the Democrats say is unfair. And to fix that, they're going to reverse it and eliminate 413,000 jobs. Make sense to you? No, of course it doesn't make sense. All right, this is the public service portion of the show where I apologize to you 4-hour listeners. I'm going to have to do this during impeachment, and I'm sorry about that. I got to recap in each hour to reach everybody with what they need to know. In fact, we could do this in this segment. Let's go back to Wednesday. You want to do the whole impeachment hearings? You work, and it's all confusing what's buzzing by your head. I don't blame you. If I worked a full-time job, I couldn't keep up with what's going on either. And you don't have to. It's very simple. All right, so let's start with Wednesday last week. Here we go. You can recap the whole thing in 11 seconds.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Okay, so that was Wednesday. How about Friday?
Do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that directly. The American people know this is nonsense. The American people know this is unfair.
All right, so that was last week. It didn't go well. What about yesterday? Okay, now remember, Nancy Pelosi moved the goalposts to bribery. Because remember, it leaked out that quid pro quo did not pull well. Didn't focus group well. So that, now they're on to bribery. Remember, Nancy Pelosi explained it. Here we go.
You used the term bribery. I was translating from the Latin. That was in the context of e pluribus unum, from any one. And so I said from any one, quid pro quo, bribery. Yeah, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you expect that to be one of the articles?
I have no idea. But there's not even a decision made.
Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, so bribery, right? How'd it go yesterday? Here's the entire 10 seconds you needed to hear from the morning.
You've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
Didn't go well. How about the afternoon?
In the afternoon, more key testimony from Special Envoy Kurt Volker, the point man leading Ukrainian policy for the U.S., and NSC staffer Tim Morrison. Again, Republicans zeroing in, this time on the withheld aid.
The President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just like took apart their entire case. Aren't you the official channel?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, remember, when Kurt Volker's testimony in the basement was first leaked, we were told it was a disaster for Trump. Disaster for Trump. That's the word that CNN used. Disaster. It was terrible. The word was devastating. I'm sorry. Devastating for Trump was the word that CNN used. It was terrible. Kurt Volker. Well, now that we get to hear from him, though, does it sound really devastating?
Ambassador Volker, you have a storied career, and you were the special envoy to Ukraine.
That is correct.
Did anyone at the White House ever ask you to bribe or extort anything out of anyone at any time?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This was the guy who whose testimony was allegedly devastating to Trump when it was in the basement. See, you can make it look devastating when you selectively leak it. That's harder to do on television. What about Tim Morrison? How'd that go yesterday afternoon?
Mr. Morrison, I'll start with you. Did anyone ever ask you to bribe or extort anyone at any time during your time in the White House?
No, sir.
And you were the top person for Ukraine in the White House, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's really drill down here, though. I mean, you know, sound bites are one thing. I mean, let's go deep here. Let's see. I mean, we are told Volker was devastating for Trump when the Democrats were selectively leaking those transcripts. Let's go deep here. Let's do something longer.
You had a meeting with the President of the United States, and you believe that the policy issues that he raised concerning Ukraine were valid, correct?
Yes.
Did the President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Did the Ukrainians ever tell you that they understood that they would not get a meeting with the President of the United States, a phone call with the President of the United States, military aid, or foreign aid from the United States unless they undertook investigations of Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, they did not.
You know, pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just like took apart their entire case. I mean, if the President of the United States does not believe or intend it, and the Ukrainians don't understand it, and you're the only one who actually stands in between them. Now, I ask you, Ambassador Volker, you know, the three amigo thing or whatever that they're trying to disparage you with, you're not part of an irregular channel, right, Ambassador Volker? Aren't you the official channel?
That is correct.
Yeah, he's the main channel. He's the only one who talked to both the Ukrainians and Trump besides Sondland. Sondland testifies today. All right, well, like, bribery is the thing that Nancy Pelosi is looking to do articles of impeachment on, right? Like bribery. Like, if you took the whole 3,500 pages of transcripts, right, of all of the testimony going back to Wednesday, would you be able to find the word bribery? Representative John Ratcliffe stacked them up. They went about 3.5 feet high. Could you find, if you text search, could you find the word bribery in there?
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman used the word inappropriate and improper. Now, I've word searched each of your transcripts, and the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere in that. Ms. Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. I don't know how Pelosi gets around it. She's got to put, I mean, man, they got to hope Sondland makes bank today. And he's the most loyal to Trump of any of them. They got one hearing left. They're going to be desperate today. It's going to be interesting to find. So bottom line, they got nothing. Nothing. We just covered everything you need to know for the whole thing. They have nothing. So they're counting on confusing you with feelings. Oh, well, I was so appalled by the call. Did Trump do anything wrong? Well, no. Okay, we're done here. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, WTH, is Pelosi even talking about? I don't even think she knows. Texter writes, how does one go from e pluribus unum to quid pro quo to bribery in one sentence and not asked to explain that answer? I don't know. We actually used Chris, Grammar Nazi Chris's Latin skills to attempt to decipher that, and we could not. Basically, she just made it up on the spot, and she's Nancy, so nobody questions her. She's a Democrat. Texter writes, hey, Nancy, you need to brush up on your Latin in regard to your lead man in the impeachment hearings in chess. They call it checkmate. So that means you're between a rock and a hard place. Better get out while you've got a sliver of light before seeing your speakership fade into a vapor. Now, the texter writes, yes, Tara, this has become the Yeah, That's the Ticket as played by SNL by John Lovitz, portraying a pathological liar. Texter writes, I've heard you play a lot of clips of Volcker. I guess I missed the one where he was talking about what a fine and honorable man Biden is and how he would never do anything corrupt and illegal. Wish you would play that again. I didn't play that clip. I could have played the clip, too, where Volcker admitted that Biden's activities, Hunter Biden's activities in Ukraine made him uncomfortable. Could have played that one, too. But both are irrelevant. This is an impeachment hearing. I don't give a rip what Volcker thinks about Biden. I don't give a rip what Volcker thinks about Hunter Biden. Is there an impeachable offense or not? He said no. Is there quid pro quo? He said no. Is there bribery? He said no. We're done here. I cut out everything extraneous because that stuff... You know, well, it's nice to know what Volcker thinks. Volcker is a low-ranking NSC staffer. He answers to Morrison, a person who, like Volcker, had absolutely nothing to do with the back and forth between President Trump and Ukraine and thus knows nothing. I don't care what he thinks. You shouldn't either. It's a waste of time. They're trying to confuse you with it. Texter writes, the problem is some don't work full-time and know... What? How much you are lying by omission? I'm not. See, I love these texts. Tell me what I'm lying about. You can't. I just played you everything relevant from the hearing. Every single witness since Wednesday. Every last darn one. No impeachable offense. No quid pro quo. No bribery. We're done here. What did I omit that could change that? Nothing. I mean, I could play you Vindman whining about how he thinks people on Twitter are going to kill him. Yeah, big deal. I get death threats too. Who cares? It's Twitter. Boo-hoo. That's irrelevant. Oh, impeach the president so people on Twitter hate me because Trump doesn't like me. Oh, get him now. Who cares? Who cares? The only thing that mattered, I just played you. You want to know what really matters? Let me tell you what really matters. Jim Jordan knows what really matters. He laid it out. There are four central and unwavering facts that run counter to the Democrat impeachment narrative. Let me let him summarize this for you.
The bottom line is four facts will never change, Dana. I don't care how many witnesses they bring in. They can have eight hearings this week, the two big hearings with our three witnesses last week. The facts have never changed. We've got the transcript. There was no linkage of an investigation to security assistance money.
We've got the transcript. There was no linkage to security assistance money.
We got the two guys on the call, President Trump and President Zelensky, who both said there was no pressure, no pushing. We have the fact that...
Y'all, if Zelensky says he is the target of the alleged bribery, if he says it didn't happen, what could I possibly omit that would change that? Nothing.
Ukraine didn't know that the aid was held at the time of the call. And most importantly, President Zelensky didn't announce, didn't start, didn't promise he was going to start any investigation to get the aid released.
Didn't happen. You guys can't make it happen. I don't care what Alex Vindman thinks about Trump or his phone call or his Ukraine policy. You can't impeach a president for that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.